Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am a history guy, and for sure. And there was something really cool. So if you go back on this day, it's now June 1st because we just crossed over midnight. So June 1st, if you go back to 1917, we're going way back in time. There's a guy that you never heard of. And he's got such a major impact, in a sense, on what we're dealing with today when it comes to sports and patriotism, the national anthem and things. Because here's this story, and it's absolutely incredible. So, however, basically 101 years ago, today, 101 years ago, a guy named Hank Gowdy, who was a catcher for the Boston Braves and a former World Series MVP, 1914, he wins the World Series MVP as a catcher. This guy, in 1917, so 101 years ago today, he leaves Major League Baseball and goes into the war. He enters with the U.S. into World War I. The U.S. had actually just joined the fight in April, so he does it roughly 2 months after the U.S. gets involved. He drops professional baseball as a World Series MVP and goes to fight as a 28-year-old guy. And that's amazing. He was the first active MLB player to do so. And when you consider old time, you know, going back to all these different sports in that era, World War I, World War II, there is a lot of talent, a lot of young men that went and participated in the war, enlisted. And for this guy to be the first active baseball player going into World War I, that's like the ultimate. I mean, he's a pioneer, this guy. And so he does that 101 years ago. He joins and he fights in France. He's doing all the trench warfare, which, oh my God, you've seen it in the movies and you've heard the stories, and it's just, he goes through all these awful things, comes back as a player for a couple of years. He coaches, re-enlists. Hank Gowdy re-enlists at age 53 years old to fight in World War II and survives that, comes back again, and spends a couple of more years as a manager in baseball. It's just a miraculous story of this, incredible story of this guy 101 years ago being the first active baseball player to go into World War I. You think of all of the people after that. Just with World War I alone, according to Baseball Reference, 788 people who had played baseball, whether they were former players at that time or were active players, all joined the fight. And Hank Gowdy was the first active player to go and do that on this day 101 years ago. And so to be at this point now where you have Colin Kaepernick and all the kneeling and anthem protesting and just the way that our sports leagues are, right? You look at the National Football League, their symbol is basically an American flag. Major League Baseball, red, white, and blue. NBA logo, red, white, and blue. There's so much to be said for patriotism, the national anthem sung before games. And this guy, Hank Gowdy, 101 years ago today, is one of the people at the forefront. And you don't hear about him. I'd never heard of him until a couple of days ago. It's just kind of poking around. And you hear the story of this guy enlisting in World War I and World War II. And it's just, it's so unbelievable and so fascinating. So you've never heard of Hank Gowdy probably before in your life, but a pretty powerful story, and again, something that is relevant today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.